When it comes to a regional response to emergencies, St. Louis was, perhaps surprisingly, ahead of the curve. Even before 9/11, fire and emergency medical services had developed mutual aid agreements. St. Louis City and County both had heavy rescue squads.
And we initially had a task force kind of already put together because it's recognized that a lot of these technical rescues, you know, need specialized equipment, specialized training.
Maryland Heights Assistant Fire Chief Steve Reinhardt was in on those conversations from the beginning.
Post 9/11, I think, really kind of drove home the idea that, yeah, you know, we really need good interoperability. We really need the ability to send major assets from different areas so that the area that suffered the loss isn't burdened with also maybe handling 100% of the loss.
Today, the area's emergency response paradigm can best be described as five identical puzzles. Each box is one of the area's five urban search and rescue teams. Each puzzle piece represents a piece of equipment or a trained first responder. No matter which box you pick from, the pieces will always fit together to form a perfect picture. In this case, a fully operational task force that can be deployed anywhere at a moment's notice. Millions of dollars in federal grants paid for the identical equipment and training. Reinhardt says the departments that chose to house the vehicles never expected federal funding for basic upkeep like oil changes and insurance.
Could there be organizations out there that maintenance could make or break their budget that year? Absolutely. Right now, it's getting done.
But it's not equipment upkeep that has Reinhardt and other fire chiefs worried. It's people upkeep, making sure that everyone has the latest skills. The headquarters of the St. Clair County Emergency Services Agency is a massive blue garage a stone's throw from the thicket of chemical plants in Sauget, Illinois. It's the perfect place to house a large hazmat response unit, which is available to Emergency Services Director Randy Lay or his regional colleagues whenever it's needed.
Right now, we have an extensive regional capability for hazmat. I know their level of training and I know the equipment they have, and that's critical for response because you don't want to be doing that on your first response when you're actually out in the field trying to save lives or trying to save property, that's the first time you've met somebody.
Without federal support, Lay says, a lot of departments can't afford the latest training. And he says the funding decline could also threaten the base of cooperation that underlies the entire system. Money, Lay says, was an initial and significant draw to the table for many chiefs.
I hope I've developed relationships that are going to be able to withstand that loss of funding. But are we going to be meeting every month? No, we won't have to.
Cottleville Fire Protection District Chief Rob Wiley finds that spirit more enduring than Lay.
I think we've kind of transcended the interagency competition. I think we've transcended the inter-service competitions. And I think everybody has seen the benefit of it.
His biggest concern? That reduced federal funding could leave Missouri residents vulnerable to the next big attack.
As Americans, we have pretty short memories. And unfortunately, the people that want to do us harm have extremely long memories. And I think they know that if they wait, we'll get bored, we'll move on to the next shiny thing, and leave the door open for them.
Wiley says he's heard that any available money this year will be awarded by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, not by any objective measurement of the size of the threat a city faces. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.